I see you sitting there across the table beside your husband, and I'm sitting here next to my wife. Here at another boring social gathering. The same type of gathering we've been together at so many times before. We met years ago. I had a strong attraction for you the moment I met you. We were both married then, and still are. So I always bite my tongue and keep the secret of my longing for you to myself. Over the years, the yearning for you has not gone away. Rather, it's gotten stronger, grown into an overwhelming desire that I can no longer ignore. As I glance across the table at you, I see the smug look on your face, the polite smile you give to everyone else. I also see the look in your eye that no one else sees or knows about. I know that look is for me. You're not sure if I notice or if I get the message, but trust me, I get the message. I feel the sexual energy inside you directed at me, screaming to be released. I see things in you that no one else sees. I understand that part of you that you've tried to hide from your husband, your family, and even from yourself. I know what you really want, what you really need, even though you try to deny it and pretend it doesn't exist. I've tried to be a good husband and father, but the need to have you owns my body and my soul. You have that power over me, though you don't even know it, even though I'm not sure I could even tell you. This desire scares the hell out of me. Sometimes it fills me with guilt, and yet still it drives me to want you. Sometimes I feel you with my mind. I hear footsteps, and I know that it's you. Even without looking, I know it's you. I sense your presence sometimes before you even enter a room, as though you were giving off a radio signal or an energy that only I can pick up. I never felt that way with anyone else. I never had that type of connection with my wife or with anyone. Yes, we both have grown children, but that does not mean we do not have sexual needs and desires that drive us. I do not want to destroy our marriage, yours or mine, but I also do not want to go through life and always wondering what it might have been like, even just one time for a few hours. There's something special that we have here that cannot be ignored. I love watching your body when no one else is looking. Yes, you're skinny, not skinny anymore. And then again, neither am I. So what? I prefer older women my own age, and I prefer voluptuous women that have some meat on them. Is that so hard to believe? When I see you in a low-cut blouse, I cannot help but undressing you in my mind. I love looking at your cleavage and at your breasts. Yes, I know your eyes are up here, and they're beautiful eyes, but your tits mesmerize the shit out of me and steal my concentration away for hours. You also have a great ass. When I see you in a tight skirt or bikini bottom, I want to feel you up so bad when my hands are all over your body. I want to use your body. I want to use you for sex. And I want you to want me and use me the same way. I do so because I need to have you to experience your body, to offer my sex and my power as a man to you. Every time I see you, I burn with desire to take you, to plant my seed inside you, to mark you as mine. I want to know what a female orgasm feels like for you. I want to know what it feels like in your body and in your mind at that wonderful moment. So that I want to know that so that I can do everything in my power to give you that feeling. I also want you to know what a male orgasm feels like too. I want you to know how your body affects me and brings me an incredible sense of joy and fulfillment as a man. I know you've never given yourself completely and totally to any man, not even your husband. You've never surrendered your body to your husband the way you want to surrender it to me. I want to accept that gift and appreciate it the way that no other man has ever done before and ever will. Every day I stalk you in my mind and in my dreams like a wild animal stalking its prey. I constantly have these vivid fantasies about the two of us together. Those fantasies usually go something like this. I take both of your breasts in my hands. I squeeze them and play with them, feeling their fullness and their weight. I'm holding your body tight against mine. You feel my hard cock pressed against you. I kiss your neck, my mouth open against your skin, breathing in your scent. My hands continue to explore you, squeezing you, pinching and twisting your nipples till they're stiff and erect. You whimper a little bit as I bite your neck. God, I love your taste. I feel your trembling as I squeeze you and play with you. I pause for a moment. You try to turn towards me to see that I don't meet you. I grab your wrist, trying your hands behind your back. Then I pull your body against mine once again. You are helpless as I caress you. You feel my hot breath on you as I whisper in your ear. You've got such nice tits, such big hard nipples for me to play with. I pinch your nipples to emphasize my words before sliding my hands down your body and over your soft skin. You may feel my rigid cock pressed between the cheeks of your ass. A trickle of pre-cums running wetly down, lubricating us as I rub against you. My hands continue to explore you. You feel my hands slide between your legs, touching you, caressing you. You feel my fingers brushing lightly over your swollen lips, teasing you. I can feel your heat now, your wetness. I slip my fingers between those sweet lips and slide it up and down, spreading your juices. I rub my cock against your ass, humping you as with my fingers slide in and out of your pussy. I can't believe how wet you are. I spread your juices using two fingers now, sliding them in and out, running my slick fingers over your hard clit. Slowly I glide you to the bed, leaning you over, pushing you down. Make you spread your legs, your ass up in the air, your upper body on the bed, hands still tied behind you. I reach under you, touch you. You feel my fingers spread your lips, holding you open. You feel the head of my cock press against you, and then push into you. You gasp as I pull back, and then thrust forward again. My cock pushes deeper and deeper into you, filling you up. You're so wet, so hot. I start to fuck you, my cock sliding in and out with long strokes, sliding out you almost, and then thrusting back in deep, deep inside you. My hand is still underneath you, playing with your dripping pussy. Your juices are drenched with my fingers. I rub your clit as I fuck you, responding to your grasp and to your moans. You push your hips back against me, matching the rhythm of my hard fucking. I thrust into you faster and faster, my hands rubbing you. You know I can't stop. You know I'm going to come in you. I feel your body start to stiffen and tremble. I know what you're going to come to. Oh yes, oh God, yes baby, come. Come with me. I drive my cock into you, burying it deep inside your pussy. My cum erupts into you. Spurt after spurt of hot jism squirts into you as your muscles contract around my shaft. Our juices running together down your thighs in a wet trickle. I lean forward on top of you, my heart pounding. The scent of our sex fills the room. You look so sexy, your ass up in the air, your pussy drenched with our cum. I lean over and whisper softly in your ears. I love you totally and forever. I'm incapable of doing anything else, now and forever. Usually at that moment, something happens that drags me away from the beauty of our fantasy world and back into the reality of our situation and our complicated lives. When we are with our spouses or in a large room of people like this, you look at me. I often wonder what you're thinking. I wonder if you're having the same thoughts, the same fantasies about me. I wonder if you're pondering what my thoughts are about you. Well, now you know. I do wonder for you someday if I will give in to that lust. I will take you the way you need to be taken. That is our destiny. That cannot be denied. If you won't cheat with me in the real world, then cheat with me in your mind, in your fantasies. Let me be your fantasy lover. Let me be your dirty little secret. When you're alone, when no one else can see or hear you, offer yourself to me. Give your body to me the way I know you want to, the way you need to. I will feel your thoughts and your energy. I will be there, gladly ready to accept your gift, waiting, ready to offer myself to you. I will be there in the deep, hidden parts of your mind that no one else knows about. When you need me, come and join me there.